This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
Let's face the music now. It's time for us to go through the charts from Talkers Magazine. Michael Harrison is here, editor and publisher of Talkers. You find the list at talkers.com. Also on the DJV social media and Facebook pages. DJVshow.com, the top stories of the week from all the research that's done by Michael and his staff, top 10 stories, and the People List as well. Sometimes there's a connection, sometimes there isn't. That is between the people and the stories. But no matter what, it's always exciting to go through these things and to pick out some ancillary conversations that are applicable to folks who really love this format. So as usual, Michael, we'll start off with the stories, if you will, please, in the People List.
Okay, here we go. At number 10, we have the space race, the billionaire space race.
Woo-hoo!
At number 9...
Yeah, I'm going to get one of those tickets. You want to buy a ticket with me?
Should we? I'll buy a ticket for you.
A lottery ticket. Oh, you don't want to go up on it?
No.
Really?
No, I would love to do it in theory, but I'm afraid of all kinds of problems.
Really?
So, Yeah. Hmm. Space, we can talk about that in a moment.
Running out of gas or
something? Space is a dangerous place.
Yes, it is.
There's
a lot more of it than there is anything else.
Oh, there's so much space. My gosh. Mm-hmm. Number 9, we have Haiti, Cuba, and Afghanistan. At number 8, we have U.S. relations with China and Russia, so we have a big foreign affairs block at 8 and 9. At number 7, we have our science and weather segment, heat wave and climate change.
And the moon wobble.
The moon wobble. And Western Europe is now flooding. And
you see those houses that collapsed in Germany?
Terrible.
Ooh,
terrible,
wow.
Terrible.
That was the same weather we had here. Like last, it shows you how connected we all are. That's the same storm that blew through, you and I live in Massachusetts, blew through Massachusetts last week and dumped 4, 5, 6 inches of rain in as many hours.
And same to put storm?
It's the same storm. Went across the North Atlantic and just pounded it into Europe. It was the same storm. Just kept going.
I thought the storm that we just had here was the remnant of Hurricane Ella.
And just kept going across the North Atlantic.
Wow.
That's how these things go. Oh, yeah. It was really... And to put it into perspective, the entire state of California so far this year hasn't had 2 inches of rain. And yet you and I experienced 2 inches of rain in about 4 hours last week.
Yeah.
Pretty amazing.
It's, I guess it's out of whack, but then again, I don't know.
It really isn't. If you look at
I don't know what
planet,
whack is.
Yeah, exactly right. Yeah.
Really. I haven't been. It's before my time. I don't remember what went on, 500 years ago. Number 6.
You've been all my life.
Yeah. All right. Well, at number 6, the aforementioned number 6, the southern border crisis and immigration reform. At number 5, we have inflation, the infrastructure, and the spending bill. At number 4, we have voter legislation and 2020 elections fraud claims. This continues, and many people call it the big lie. Mm-hmm. At number 3, January 6th investigation, CPAC took place, and debate over critical race theory, part of the ongoing discussion of race relations. At number 2, a bunch of Trump books. And at number 1, we have, of course, COVID-19. We're talking about the Delta variant. We're talking about vaccines. We're talking about a syndrome now referred to by doctors as long COVID. And that's basically the stories of the week. The people on our survey, we have Richard Branson and Jeff Bezos, the astronauts, at number 10. And we have Jovenel Moise, the assassinated president of Haiti, at number 9. Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping at 8. Mitch McConnell at 7. Joe Manchin at 6. Nancy Pelosi at 5. Kevin McCarthy at 4. Mark Milley at number 3. Donald Trump at 2 and Joe Biden at number 1. And there you go, a snapshot of the week's most talked about people and subjects.
Yes, Tom Brady didn't make it into the list, which is amazing considering that he played all of last season with a serious injury. Did you see that? I figure, big Patriots fan that you are, you'd have seen that and thought, wow, what an amazing player. Even more amazing than we thought he was.
He should be in a Marvel movie. He's, you know, Brady man. Frankly, I'll be honest with you. Yes. I did not hear about it. I've been very unfocused on sports this past week. So what happened with Brady?
Well, he just had, somebody, somehow it leaked. He was very tight-lipped about it this past season, but it leaked that he had a fully torn collateral ligament in his left knee, which he injured early in the season. Actually, I think it was with, he may have had the first go-around when he was with the Patriots, and it never healed properly, and he got whacked in the beginning of the season, played with it all season. I don't think anybody noticed him limping or anything else, but apparently he was in a lot of pain. And
the hell does he need this for? What is? But yeah, I know. Why is he?
Well, but it's your ego, isn't it, when you get to this point?
Well, look, there are different schools of thought on this. No matter what, he's a human being, and he's going to reach that point where he has diminished skills. It'll either be a slow fade, or it's going to be what they call in football the cliff, where you suddenly fall off the cliff and things go bad. With his background, quit while you're ahead. He doesn't need the money. He doesn't need, you know, he's the GOAT, the greatest of all time. And why, when you go on that football field, you are risking your life on the same level as if you go into battle with the military. It's that dangerous. It is really that dangerous. And why does he do that? Is it ego? I don't know. I mean, I don't get it. I would have quit. Two times, if I were Brady, I would have. There would have been two occasions upon which I would have quit. I would have quit after the comeback in Atlanta. What a way to go out. And I definitely would have quit after this past season, coming back with another team and winning the Super Bowl. And now that you're telling me he did it with an injury, what the hell's wrong with him? Like, what's his issue?
What's his problem?
Right. You know, what's maybe he trying to prove?
Maybe,
you know,
he's trying to look like a hero in his wife's eyes.
Hmm. Well, if he has to do that to be a hero in her eyes, then I don't know. Maybe he married the wrong gal.
Yeah, I should have married, what's her face? Bridget Monaghan from Blue Bloods. Got a child with her. Let's make her an honest man.
You know, she grew up in one of the local towns here in Western Mass that in which I dwell. And
I didn't know that.
Hero.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Yeah, she went to same high school my son went to.
Really?
So, I think so there's a little contingent in this particular area of people who still hold it against Brady.
Got it. All right, 14 after the hour, you're listening to the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Michael Harrison and Doug Steffen here at your service. Talk about COVID, the vaccination thing, how it's going to affect us going forward. The pandemic, generally speaking, underscoring how susceptible we are to things in the air we breathe. After all, the things that are bad that come into your body come in through your mouth, your nose, or your eyes. And more things come through your nose than any other part of the body, because that's where most of the action is, the airflow is, the in and out. Bacteria, pollution, allergens, viruses, all of that stuff passes through your nose. That's why most of the doctors that I know agree it's important to keep your nose clean, like you wash your hands in the morning, you brush your teeth morning and night, so you should use the Navage to properly clean the nasal passage and get the crusty stuff out that holds onto all of those things that get in the way of your breathing well. Nasty dust, allergens, pollution, potentially dangerous bacteria and viruses, all of that stuff gets trapped in your nose. So if you are looking for a way to really clean it out, keep it clean, especially now where there's so much confusion about, do I want to get a shot? I don't want to get a shot. How do I protect myself, immune systems, all that stuff? Do yourself a favor. Go online to Navage, N-A-V-A-G-E, spelled as it sounds, Navage.com, and check out all of the things that make this so easy to do. It's a 30-second process. How long do you spend? You should spend 2 minutes at least brushing your teeth, so you can spend 30 seconds cleaning out your nose. Check it out at the website, N-A-V-A-G-E, Navage.com. You can order the appliance there as well. That's Navage.com.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
Did you know that MyPillow is about more than just a fantastic pillow? Now, MyPillow is given the same attention that they've given their pillows to the Giza Dream Sheets. Imagine sliding into the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. That's a guarantee for MyPillow. The cotton in the Giza Dream Sheets is the world's best. It's grown in a small area of the Mediterranean, made into a fabric that's ultra soft and breathable. Its sateen weave gives them a luxurious finish. It'll have you sleeping like a dream. Available in a variety of colors and sizes, it's machine washable and durable. All the Giza Dream Sheet sets come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Right now, the Giza Dream Sheets are 2 sets for the price of one. It's a BOGO deal, plus free shipping using the DJV code at MyPillow.com. Promo code DJV, that's 2 sets of Giza Dream Sheets for 1 low price, plus free shipping with the promo code DJV at MyPillow.com.
Look, staying healthy isn't easy. Watching your diet, hitting the gym, avoiding stress. But a good night's rest helps boost your overall health and wellness. And it couldn't be easier. The new Sleep Number 360 Smart Bed effortlessly adjusts in response to both of you. The result? You wake up ready for anything. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save up to $1,000 on select Sleep Number 360 Smart Beds and adjustable bases, plus special financing only for a limited time. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. Greenboxcapital.com/apply now. Fast funding for small businesses.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
All right, meanwhile, back to the serious business of going through the stories in the FEMA list. I'm
Why are you laughing?
Tell the people why you're laughing.
Michael and I were just comparing our old sound effects stuff from back in the moldy, oldy, goody, goldy days of our rusty rack of wrinkled record playing. All right, I want to know, as a business owner, how you talk to your employees about COVID vaccinations. What do you say to the people that work with you, or any? Do you say anything? You say you ought to get a shot. You're not telling them they can't come to work if they haven't had a shot. But how, as a manager and an owner, do you encourage employee vaccination, or do you get involved in that at all?
Well, the people that I work with, I've worked with for decades.
Yeah.
So we're sort of like family.
Yep.
So there's no official policies. And we have been at Talkers 95% virtual for over 10 years.
Uh-huh.
We're in business for 31 years. So it's not like we have this central newsroom where we're all in the same place. We have reporters and people all over the country. So we've been practicing virtual for a long time. But basically, I encourage everybody that I know to seriously consider vaccination. I think the odds are more in your favor or your family's favor if you're vaccinated than if you're not.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's very inspiring the way you put that, too. Yeah, I agree with you 100%. It's not about politics. It's about common sense and what you want for you and your family, how you want to live your life, et cetera, et cetera. 21 after the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
It's 23 after the hour now. The weekly Talk Radio Countdown Show is on the air. I'm Doug Steffen. Apologize a little bit for my voice. Excuse me. I think I even feel it myself. I don't often hear what I sound like. Do you ever listen to yourself? Michael Harrison from Talkers Magazine is here.
Yes, I do.
You do?
Yeah, okay. I listen to myself, and I'm critical.
Of what you say or how you say it?
Both. I'm constantly tweaking.
Are you too critical? Do you think you're overly critical? Because you do a lot of guesting with other radio hosts. Mm-hmm. You do during the course of the week. You oftentimes fill in for radio hosts on a number of stations around the country. You do the other program. It's on, what is it, on Walk in Washington?
Yeah, I do a show called the Michael Harrison Rap, which
Rap.
Is
right.
Yeah, WRAP, not RAP.
Right.
And, no, I do a lot of radio. I'm on the radio every day in one form or another. And
right.
What it comes down to is this. I consider radio broadcasting an art form that I have enjoyed participating in as an artist since I'm a kid, mm-hmm. as much as I consider it a vehicle for communicating information. And the art form aspect of it has always fascinated me, so I'm always brushing up on that aspect of what I do. And you know,
I'd rather listen to other people. I've never thought that I was smart enough or good enough to critique my own work. That's why you've known me for all these 30 years. I've had a number of consultants that have worked with me. None of them as good as the guy that I have now, I don't think anyway, because his way of dealing with me is different than all of the past people that I've had. But I wanted to have, the point is I wanted to have the reflection from somebody else's point of view, because I never thought that I was, I don't know if good enough is the right word, but I never thought, I just think it needs to be, what you do, it needs to be bounced off of somebody else so that you have a different perspective.
Well, there's an old saying, we all need an editor.
Yeah.
And look, you know, it's like the person who represents himself as in a court of law has a bad lawyer, you know, has a fool for a client. That's the way it goes.
Right.
I mean, you know, everybody needs an editor. Every actor needs a director. One of the most dangerous things in the world is when you have somebody is an actor and the director. Where they direct the movie and they're in the movie. That often is a disaster.
I saw a movie that was just that the other day when I was sick. I was in bed and I was watching movies, and there was a movie that Ben Affleck had starred in. It was quite a good movie, actually, but he directed it, and he wrote it, and he produced it. He did everything with it. But you didn't. There's no objectivity to it when you do that. I think that's what you're saying.
Well, in some cases, it's okay, but it could be better if somebody were there.
All right, let's carry that through to talk radio and the things that we talk about, or maybe even to politicians. It's long been said that presidents lose touch with the reality once they get into the White House. They don't have any money, they can't drive a car, they aren't part of the outside world, so they lose touch with reality. And one wonders then how they do bring themselves back around, or do they ever? Is it possible for them to be so out of touch that they really don't know what is going on with the people that they're supposed to be helping manage, you know, their lives?
Well, the biggest problem facing presidents is self-induced, is they surround themselves with yes men or yes people. And you know, people are afraid to tell the president, who's also their boss, perhaps, if they work in the administration. You're wrong. But oftentimes, consultants, let's go back to just daily business, consultants often tell their clients what their clients want to hear.
Because most
people hire consultants to confirm that they're on the right track, not to tell them they're on the wrong.
Right. Yeah. So what's the point? Why waste your money? Why waste your time? I think that's it. You don't learn from doing the same thing over and over again either, by the way, because you got to, you know, one of the things that you and I have talked about often is my looking over my shoulder to see who is behind me coming up. What are they going to do? What are they doing? What do I think they're going to do? So you try to be one step ahead of them. That's true in business in general. All the most successful businesses, I think, have got people who are really good at seeing into the future, or they have somebody around that's good at that. 28 past the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown. Calotren, Calotren.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results, and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions too. Our number's toll free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the discount code DJV.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. HIMSS was our answer. HIMSS connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to HIMSS, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer is staying on the court for now. Breyer, who turns 83 in August, is the senior liberal on the bench. Tim Berg has more.
U.S. Supreme Court Justice Stephen Breyer says he hasn't decided if he'll stay on the bench. Some Democrats are calling for him to step down so President Biden can name a younger liberal to the court while Democrats hold a majority in the Senate. The 82-year-old justice said it would depend on his health and on the court. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Olympic organizers have made a series of major last-minute policy changes to reduce the risk of a super spreader event at the Olympics, but did not impose a vaccine mandate. The U.S. Olympic team is requiring coaches and staff members to be vaccinated, but not the athletes. Countries like Venezuela and Nigeria are sending large delegations to Tokyo, but currently have less than 1% of their populations fully vaccinated. USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
President Biden's push for a big new infrastructure plan at the cost of $3.5 trillion is just the beginning. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said, you add that to the $600 billion in a bipartisan plan, you get $4.1 trillion, which is very, very close to what President Biden has asked us for. End quote. West Virginia Attorney General Republican Patrick Morrisey on Fox News says this plan would devastate workers in his state and surrounding areas.
This new so-called clean electricity standard, that if that goes into effect, that will devastate the West Virginia economy. We'll go into free fall because we still rely on coal for 90% of our electricity or power needs and natural gas. And the whole goal behind this big bill and the Biden climate agenda is literally to wipe out the use of those fossil fuels. So if he votes for this, this would be catastrophic for a state. So I'm rooting him on. I'm hopeful that he'll do the right thing. You may remember back in 2010 when Senator Manchin first ran, he put a rifle, shot the rifle through the cap and trade bill. What we're talking about here is the cap and trade bill on steroids. This goes so much further than the Obama Clean Power Plan, and it's going to devastate West Virginia. It's going to hurt Pennsylvania, Ohio, Appalachia. Working class America will pay a very heavy price, and working families are going to pay a lot more through the power grid, price through the roof.
I'm Lance Pry. This is USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
The familiar music of the Talk Radio Countdown Show. I'm Doug Steffen here for the week ending July 16th, the overview of the top stories and people. Michael Harrison, the editor and publisher of Talkers Magazine, is here. There are a lot of things we could talk about with regard to the many variations of COVID. Before we do that, I kind of want to go back to something you were saying a few minutes ago, with regard to the Michael Harrison rap. How does that, just explain to the audience how that show differs. I'm sure there are a lot of people that listen to both this approach to looking at the charts and the approach that you take with the rap. So what is it, you're dealing with the same subject matter? How does it vary? It's interesting because, you know, there's always different ways of presenting entertainment and information. So how does that show differ from this?
One of the big differences is that you're not on it. That's a joke. Are you there?
Well, once in a while I have made it onto it, but not with any regularity.
I didn't mean that in any disparaging way. It was just hanging there over the plate. I couldn't resist swinging it.
Perfect.
There's no difference in terms of the topicality. What's different is that I interview people from around the country in the course of an hour, mostly media people, mostly talk show hosts, about the different stories and try to present different points of view so that everybody in the audience will be happy and miserable at the same time.
Equal opportunity offenders. Yeah.
I mean, at the beginning of the show, I tell everybody, I say, try not to get angry. Because there's so much of that in talk radio today, you know, trying to play to the audience so that they don't get nasty or angry with you, consider you a turncoat if you happen to say something that they don't want to deal with.
Isn't that amazing how we become so uncritical in our thinking? And let me give you an example of this. I'd like to know how you would treat the discussion of the so-called Black National Anthem, which basically came, as you know, it was written to celebrate Abraham Lincoln's birthday after the Civil War. It's a song called Lift Every Voice and Sing. But it has now become, it's taken on a different persona, if you will, or people look at it differently. And so now people who don't know their history, don't know where the song came from, think it's anti-American. Here the black people are going after the white people again. They have their own anthem. They don't respect our anthem. So how would you handle that? In terms of, because there are, there are a lot of different perspectives actually to this.
My personal opinion? Or how would I handle it on the air is both. I would talk about it objectively. Yeah. I would talk about it objectively on the air because I that's what I do. I try to present, different points of view and clarify them. But personally, to get upset about there being a black national anthem is to me a waste of time. If black people want to have a song that means a lot to them in terms of their culture and they want to call it a national anthem, fine. What harm does that do? Really.
But you see, for some people, you just said it a few minutes ago, everything is a problem for some people. Everybody's got a chip on their shoulder. Somebody's got some problem with somebody or something, no matter where you turn. The one person who took a picture of Caitlyn Jenner at the CPAC thing, one person in the lobby, and what that person posted became the subject of lots of grousing on the air. It was one person. Why should anybody care? This is how the news media and social media, they take pieces of information and they twist it and turn it to make it seem like it was important, and it wasn't.
Something to create indignation, righteous indignation.
Right. You know, I'm upset. There's a black national anthem. Who gives a
right? Like, so what? It's like, back in the 50s, they used to call Rock Around the Clock the national anthem of rock and roll. Was that anti-American? Yeah. Some people thought it was. I mean, the point is, anthem is a word that has a meaning. And since when do we have to get down on our knees and worship anything? In terms of, the Star Spangled Banner. There was a time when that wasn't the national anthem. That was passed into law by a president in relatively recent history.
Mm-hmm.
That it's the national anthem. We get too hung up on this crap so as to have something to be indignant about, something to be angry about, something to stir up controversy. And none of it is really that consequential. We should be talking more about policy. We should be talking about news that's not out there, that people don't know about. And we should always be mindful of bringing people together as opposed to stirring up, these divisions that are bringing the country down.
All right. So let me get, you're an insider. And people like to listen to this program, I think, in part because some of the discussion that we have is about the business of this business. Not only the lists and what people say about the lists, but who's doing what. Larry Elder has declared himself a patron of the state of California. In a manner of speaking.
Patron?
Yes. He's running for governor, and who knows? He could stand a chance to be governor. I know him pretty well, and you do too. So what do you think? Here's a black guy that works on the conservative radio station in Los Angeles and has a syndicated program as well. He's very smart. I happen to quite like Larry. But I'm wondering, does he have a chance? And how is this being handled by other people who might not want to talk about, oh, he's another guy in another station, we better not talk about him?
Well,
how can you not talk about him?
A lot of people are talking about people on other stations these days. We're no longer in the world. You and I grew up in a world where you referred
never
to our competition
about
as Brand X.
Right.
You know? You know, Alka-Seltzer, here's what it does in your stomach. Here's Brand X. You know? You know, heaven forbid they said Bromo-Seltzer in an Alka-Seltzer commercial.
Right.
But, no, the people talk about things. You know, Larry Elder's, that's interesting.
I think he has a chance.
I think anybody has a chance. I wouldn't put money on it.
No.
But then again, you know, politics is a risky bet anyway. As
but then
is
you're a cheap guy,
kind of
so you wouldn't put money on much of anything. I'm guessing.
I'm a cheap guy, is that what you say?
Of course you're teasing.
Okay.
But, yeah. I wouldn't put money on it either. I'm a cheap guy. I don't bet on anything. Yeah, never bet on anything. I don't know if I'm cheap, but when it comes to stuff like that, it's probably not the right moniker. It's not wanting to waste your money on frivolous items.
I wasn't even talking about it from a standpoint of money. I was talking about it from a standpoint of odds.
Yeah, okay.
That, I wouldn't bet beans on it or millions of dollars. It has nothing to do with my view of money. It has to do with the odds are, when I say I wouldn't bet on it, is I think the odds are against him. However, that being said, maybe he's doing it for the platform.
What does it do to his career as a talk radio personality?
Well, we're talking about him. I think it raises his profile to a certain degree. Of course, it risks his position because they're replacing him with another black conservative.
Right.
You know, which is interesting. The format that says we shouldn't be judging people by their color. or things of that nature, replacing him with another black conservative. So these are all syndromes that, even though we may be against them, it's hard to break out of. That being said, I think that Gavin Newsom will probably survive this, recall effort. And a lot of that has to do with the number of registered voters, et cetera, et cetera. And there is no Arnold Schwarzenegger looming in the wings.
Right. If there was somebody big... Of the big persona like him, it would change the whole. Yeah, but none of those guys want to get involved in this stuff anymore, with the exception of Matthew McConaughey, who seems to want to run for governor in Texas, right? Mm-hmm. And his chances would be pretty good of winning, I would say, wouldn't you?
Well, name recognition seems to count. We have a history in America of electing celebrities. Ronald Reagan. George Murphy was a senator. He was a song and dance man. You don't hear much about him. Mm-hmm. We have, Al Franken became a senator from Minnesota. Governor of Minnesota was Jesse the Body Ventura. So they had two celebrities. There are cases of this, even around the world, where well-known comedians have become prime ministers.
Right.
Actresses have become members of Congress.
You don't realize that Xi Jinping was a stand-up comic before he became the... leader of China. You know that? Didn't know that? Can you imagine me?
Xi Jinping was a comedian?
You didn't know that?
Huh. No, I didn't know that.
Really?
You know, you win a dozen donuts whenever anybody tells me something I don't know.
Especially if it's pulling it out of the ethos.
Don't you hate when people bait you and they say, have you ever heard of so-and-so?
Mm-hmm.
As opposed to just telling you about it, and then you have to say to yourself, all right, am I being baited here? Maybe it doesn't exist.
Yes.
So I'm honest. I say, no, I didn't know about it.
Yeah, okay, good.
A lot of people fake it. They go, oh, yeah, sure, I've heard about it. And you look silly. You look stupid.
After the fact. All right, so we have the continuing focus on what's going on in the world of News Talk Radio, which is what's going on in our lives here on the Talk Radio Countdown Show, 44 past the hour with Michael and Doug, a focus on your weight, your well-being. The losing of weight has become a paramount importance. More and more people, now that we're going back into COVID, and we've got the Delta variant, and you see the number of people that are being hospitalized because they have various issues around weight. Don't become a statistic. Don't become a victim. Get healthy the right way, by losing weight intelligently, or if you do decide to go on some crash diet or even have an operation, it's the support you get after that that keeps the weight off, that keeps you healthy. And the way to do that, pretty much the only way that I know of to do it, is through the all-natural Calitrin, which is a weight loss formula that doesn't have any stimulants, no drugs. It is going to help you be healthy the right way. And it's explained very well. A lot of great examples of people who have been successful, who've gone through various scenarios. You think of the scenario, you'll find somebody who's been through it and has told a story to the folks at Calitrin. You can go to their website, toploss.com, see the success stories. Get excited about what the possibilities are for you. Help yourself. Again, it's toploss.com. That's the website. Use the discount code DJV and get 3 months supply free plus free shipping. Find out how that works. Choose Calitrin, the healthy weight loss choice at toploss.com.
Consumers are urging brands to take responsibility when it comes to creating more eco-friendly products with less impact on the planet. And one mass market brand is taking it upon themselves to do just that. 1 year on from the launch of Greener Beauty, Garnier debuts its most sustainable product yet. Joining me now for more detail on the launch is Adrian Koskas, Garnier brand president.
At Garnier, we are committed to greener beauty to reduce our environmental impact. But we also need to help our consumers reduce theirs too. That's why innovations like the Garnier Whole Blends shampoo bar are crucial. The formula is a fast rinse, it's 97% biodegradable, with no plastic packaging at all. In Europe, it has been a great success, and more than 70% of US consumers want to be more sustainable. We want to be the helping hand with innovations like this one that are already available on Amazon, but also through the third-party accreditations. All Garnier shampoos and conditioners are cradle-to-cradle certified, and the Garnier brand globally is approved by Cruelty Free International.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon. And the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet. Nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
How hard can it be to find a Python pro?
Sam's startup had a front-end developer walk out the back door. He needs a new software engineer, stat.
What do you mean they just quit? We go live in 72 hours.
Indeed can help him hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do.
With Indeed Instant Match, we immediately show you quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed meet your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
With protection for your motorcycle, boat, and RV, your Progressive policy works the way it's supposed to. Unlike this indecisive sports talk host.
All right, welcome to the Big Shark Show.
Hey, Big Shark, any predictions for the game tonight?
Well, if you ask me, they are definitely going to win big, but I also think there's a chance they don't win. It's just my gut that they will. Or they won't, but I do have a hunch that whatever happens, we will definitely know when it does.
Wait, so...
Either way, they always seem to come up with a big play, or sometimes just a smaller one.
Switch to Progressive today.
Bottom line, they're going to win. Or lose.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
All right, just what's happening on the Michael Harrison interview this week, Michael?
Interesting conversation I had with Michael Zwirling of KSCO in Santa Cruz, a very eccentric, colorful, independent radio station owner. And it's at mhinterview.com. We talk about political correctness, race relations, and the media.
All right, that's it. 10 before the hour on the Talk Radio Countdown.
C
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Do you have a home that you don't want anymore? We can buy it from you within 24 hours, any home, size, or condition. For over 20 years, we've been buying homes for cash and helping homeowners sell their homes immediately with no listings or strangers walking through your home. Are you moving? Did you lose your job? Going through a divorce? Whatever the reason, if you're in a bind and you know that you need to sell your house fast, call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. We'll make you a serious cash offer to buy your home in 24 hours and let you walk away from it. No listing, no waiting. Sell any home, any size, any condition, now. Call the expert team at I Need to Sell My House Fast. Make this free call now.
800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. 800-475-0092. That's 800-475-0092.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
All right, here we are at 53 after the hour. In a moment, we're going to catch up with movie news. What's coming out this weekend? Is there any future for a movie like Roadrunner, which is a story about Anthony Bourdain? Does anybody even really care? And a little bit on Tiger King's Joe Exotic coming right up.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium-ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance-free. With the dramatic savings in overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
The moment you fire up a Gator UTV, the engine has your full attention. The completed job is on the horizon, and the trail meets its match. Just like that, you made short work of a long to-do list. Run with us on a John Deere Gator UTV. With effortless four-wheel drive at the flip of a switch and our smoothest shifting transmission yet, nothing runs like a deer. Search John Deere Gator for more.
Nothing about this is unrecognizable. I think you'd have to have not been alive in the last 35 or 40 years to not know the theme from, well, Chucker, you've used this a lot. You like using this. And well, we kind of stand to attention. Indiana Jones, you stand to attention when you hear that. Yeah.
I agree. John Williams, one of the great composers of all time. Anyway, yesterday I was pleasantly surprised that Antonio Banderas, who was Zorro, an actor that I think is really cool, signed on to co-star alongside Harrison Ford in Indiana Jones 5. His part will be a big one. A lot of the plot points in the film are being kept under wraps. But I like this signing. I think he'll add a lot to that production.
He was the bad guy, or is the bad guy, in the... what's the name of that silly movie that Todd's actually kind of entertained? Sam Jackson is in it, the bodyguard's wife or something, whatever it's called.
Yeah.
Yeah, yep. He was the bad guy.
Hitman's wife's bodyguard.
That's it, right, yeah. How many times can we
You know, when he that? popped up in The Expendables 3, Antonio Banderas, about 10 years ago, I thought he stole that movie.
Really?
I thought he was a lot of fun as Zorro. He
was good as Zorro, you're right.
Guy. But I thought he stole that movie. He's just,
there's a movie...
When he lets himself go on screen, he's really good.
Is it with Mark Wahlberg where he plays an assassin? There's a movie... I'm not sure whether it's Mark Wahlberg, but somebody of that caliber. They both play... is it Don Johnson? What the heck? You know the one movie I mean, where he's after another assassin. No, it's not recent.
Oh, no. Antonio Banderas you're talking about?
Yeah. Right.
That was a movie called Assassins with Sylvester Stallone.
That
was a Richard Donner movie. That's got to be 20-something.
Is it that long ago?
In full disclosure, I didn't like that movie, but I do like him.
All right, Roadrunner is playing around about Anthony Bourdain. Who's interested in seeing this, honestly?
That is a movie, that is a documentary that will play primarily in what they call art house theaters around the country. It's probably playing about 400 screens, maybe 300-400 screens around the country. That's geared to more what they call a sophisticated, adult-oriented audience. So it's not a movie that people are going to buy popcorn to see at a multiplex. Documentaries do have their following.
So there's a new...
Certainly good subject matter, no doubt.
Yeah. Nicolas Cage is in a new movie called Pig. It's out today. I saw a trailer for it, and I thought at first I'm not interested, and then afterward I thought maybe I might be. What's the story behind
it? A streaming movie. Listen, we've talked about this many times on this program. For whatever reason, Nicolas Cage about 15-plus years ago decided to churn out a streaming or DVD movie once a month, and you walk into Walmart and you see another Nicolas Cage movie on the shelf, literally monthly. This is just one of them. Some of them are good. Most of them are mediocre. I don't know what his strategy and his agent's strategy, other than he probably flies in, goes on a set, shoots for a week. They pay him, I don't know what they pay him, $500,000, and he just churns out movie after movie after movie. But he does not do a lot of big studio work anymore, despite the fact being a major talent, winning an Oscar in his career, being very popular. He's just done so much schlock that big studios don't really attach themselves to him anymore.
Joe Exotic is going to be sentenced again. Is there a movie in that?
Yeah, there's a couple. There's a theatrical one, and there's a streaming film. You know, those properties that are popular, Doug, they just milk for all they're worth.
Apparently, you're right. All right, Chucker, good to have you here. Have a good weekend. Look forward to box office totals on Monday here. It's 59 past the hour on the DJ.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.